on your left. My name is Max Mosier from the Infinity Bros podcast, and you're listening to the Daily Nerd Devo. Have we ever considered the wonder that we have? I think back to a wondrous moment I had was an Avengers Endgame in the premiere that I saw with hundreds of other people in a theater. I couldn't help but be wondrous. Wondrous over Captain America, the symbol of good in the Marvel Universe, going up against evil. Thanos, the Black Order, the T'Chari of old. He stood there alone, hopeless. His other friends scattered, some buried under rubble, others passed out. And I'm being honest with you, I experienced a pretty top five wondrous moment of all time when everybody came out of the portals. And I think we tend to do that with fiction sometimes. Think back to when Thomas asked Jesus himself in a moment of doubt to see his wounds. Was there much wonder in that moment? I think back to when the disciples were huddled in John 20, and they were curious if the culture around them was going to kill them and obliterate them. Their savior, the person they had walked with for years, was gone. The person that they thought would bring war instead rode in on a donkey, symbolizing peace, and he died. But then we get this image earlier in John 20, where Mary goes out to see Jesus' body. Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stood to look into the tomb. She saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head, one at the feet, and they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" And supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus said one word to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. My friends, do we have the same wonder of Black Panther coming through a portal as Mary did in this moment? Have we put the emergence of a Spider-Man through a portal above the wonder we have for Jesus' resurrection? He's alive today. This is better than any Marvel movie will ever give us, any Lord of the Rings trilogy will give us. It's better than any fictional Star Wars masterpiece will give us. Go and have wonder. Go and know that Jesus is exactly who he said he is. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace. He has conquered death. And with that, that's all the time we have for today. You can hear more Devos if you subscribe to this. You also can check out our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. We do Devos every single weekday, so you're going to want to check those out. I am Max Mosier, part of the Infinity Bros podcast, and I love you 3000. See ya. Bye.